Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope that this message for the week of July 27th, 2020, will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. Our scripture this week is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 4. In this week's reading, we encounter an angry Jonah, commissioned by God to prophesy to the people of Nineveh, whom he considered to be sinful enemies. He chose instead to flee from God and from his calling. This landed him in the belly of a whale, where he cried out to God for forgiveness and promised to do as he was commanded. Much to Jonah's surprise, the people of Nineveh heeded his word and repented of their sins, which pleased God greatly, but did not please Jonah. Hear now a portion of this week's reading, Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." Jonah wanted God to bring judgment upon the people he hated. He enjoyed the mercy of God when it was extended to him, but resented it when it was extended to others he deemed unworthy. The lesson of Jonah reminds us that God is the forgiving and loving God of all people. He saves because of his grace, not because of our worthiness. The dialogue between God and Jonah invites us to overcome intolerance and to cultivate compassion. God makes it clear that while Jonah has compassion, it is selective, but God's love and compassion is for all creation. How timely for us to be reminded of this truth about our God, and to remember that second only to loving him with our whole heart, mind, and soul is his commandment to love our neighbor as ourself. And who is our neighbor? When asked by an expert in the law, Jesus responded with the parable of the Good Samaritan, pointing out how love should expand over cultural boundaries and ethnic lines, reminding us that our neighbors are not those who simply look, act, and think like us. It is so tempting in this time of uncertainty, upheaval, and increasing polarization to retreat to the comfort and perceived safety of the known, to try to make sense of a world that seems to be spinning out of control by, often unconsciously, thinking in terms of those who make sense to us and other. And how easy it is from there to distance ourselves from this other we have created. But God is calling us to look beyond these distinctions and to recognize and honor the shared humanity that unites us all. Dear God, thank you for the mercy, compassion, and love you extend to your children. Let us remember this week as we go forth that we are all your children, and help us to do the same, reaching beyond our comfort zones, our fear, and our man-made constructs to see and honor you in everyone we encounter.